Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, this mountain of prophetic interventions. Let it be the first thing to do before you do any other thing for the day. Listen to the Turning Point audio. Take all the faith prophetic actions we will be led to take. What we are asked to do most times does not make sense. Faith does not make sense anyway. Sometimes what you are asked to do may look ordinary or even childish. For instance, I say, walk up to the door, open it and prophesy open doors for your life. Tie or put your anointed mantle on where you have pain. Sleep overnight, you wake up in the morning, you are healed. Gather your children photographs or their things, speak to their lives, put water in a cup. And let me pray over it. Wave your problems bye-bye by waving your hand, etc. They don't make sense. But when you obey and do them by faith, God's power is provoked in your favor. Be doing them. Faith does not make sense. After Turning Point audio, read the short Bible study for the day in the Turning Point prayer booklet, also authored by me. Subscribe to it online. It shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Debbie on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. I profoundly appreciate listeners that have done so, receiving the tool. You have done a good thing. Listen to the voice in the audio and read the write-up in the booklet daily. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 23rd day in July 2024. This is my month of birth. My life is a wonder. It carries grace and unction difficult to explain. It can only be God in the doings of my life. Whatever God put on my life that turned my life around for the whole world, I prophesy same to come over your life, your children, and your things. Open your hand and your heart to receive today's blessings and be responding with amen, I receive it. Acts chapter 10 verse 34 says, God is not a respecter of person. That means what he did for one, he can do for all. If one can get it, then all can get it. I speak to all my listeners' lives today. May this anointing work for you also. I join my faith with your faith. You shall operate at a higher level of grace and favor. God used different people from different places to help me in different ways of life. I prophesy, you will not lack the gift of people. You will need one person to do a thing. God will raise 100 people to do the same thing for you. Let's do this. Do you have a Bible and a pen where you are? Take it. Look for the paper. Open your diary. Sign your signature 7 times in succession order. Do so when you can. If you can't do it immediately now, sign your signature 7 times. If you are using thumbprinting, do so 7 times also. Raise the paper or the booklet. You will soon be transacting business in 7, 8, 9, and 10 figures. From small things to mega operation. No matter who you are, where you live, and what you do, you shall grow and increase in all areas. Say amen. I receive it. Raise your cell phone again today for alert upon alert prayers with an anointed tongue. Let me pray for you. Receive grace for alert upon alert, payment upon payment, sales upon sales. You will meet your daily, weekly, and target, and you will surpass it with ease. Say amen. Yes, it shall happen. Let's have your testimonies. When these things start happening, they will surely will. July 23 celebrants, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will not just be counting years. You will be seeing miraculous blessings in all areas of your life. You will enjoy long life. Receive it. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to the second day of personal, intentional, and passionate prayers. Pray these prayers with passion. First prayers today is from James chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. It reads, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Verse 14, Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. This is a healing prayer. Put your hand where you have aches and pain. Better still, if your anointed mantle is around, lay your mantle there where you have pain. And let me pray, and bless, pray this prayer. Pray like this. In the name of Jesus Christ, afflictions leave my body. Aches and pains, whatever medical or traditional names you bear, drop away from my body now. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is for God's habitation, for God's worship, and for God's service. Leave my body now. I reject you. I reject you. Jesus died to set me free from aches and pains. The chastisement of my peace is upon him. And by his stripes, I have been healed. So my bones, my blood, my organs, my joints, my marrow, every tissue in my body, receive God's healing power now. I confess my healing and my deliverance. I confess my freedom from afflictions and discomfort in Jesus' name. Now declare, say, I am healed. Say it again, I am healed. Repeat it again, I am healed. Yes, you are. Try to do what you couldn't do before. Exercise your faith. You are healed. Send your testimonies later. Next, we are praying with Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. And it reads, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. Let's pray this prayer like this. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for divine intervention in all my areas of life. I ask for open heavens and open doors. I ask for freedom from besetting sins in my life. I receive power to conquer challenges and obstacles in all areas. I knock the door to my next level, door to promotion, doors to my destiny helpers. I am not stranded. I will never be. I am not held back. I will never be. I ask for supernatural speed of accomplishment in my daily assignment. I ask for power and strength to serve God better than I'm doing now. I ask for spiritual, material, and financial resources to be able to fulfill my purpose in life in Jesus' name. Yes, you will receive as desired. Your expectation shall not fail. Say amen. Next is from Ezekiel 37 verse 4. And it reads, again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of God. Now, let's turn that into prayer. Touch your tongue briefly, then remove your hand. Let's pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy to all departments of my life, receive divine power. For higher performance, receive divine power. All dry bones of my life and my destiny, receive life now. Dry bones in my business, career and ministry, and in my calling, receive life back now. Receive Zoe, the life of God. Dry bones in my finance, receive life back. Back by God's power. I receive power to excel. I shall be spiritually strong, physically agile, and mentally vibrant. No more dryness in my life, in my family, and in my children's life. It is well with me in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, it is well with you. You shall have good testimonies. Say amen. Let's take one more. This time from 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 15. Let me read. But let none of you suffer as a murderer and a thief or an evildoer. Let's pray against sufferings in whatever form. Say this very loud and clear. In Jesus' name, I reject suffering by whatever form, shape, or fashion. Jesus died and rose again for me to live free of suffering. Physical suffering, spiritual suffering, marital suffering, financial suffering. Live my life now. I am set free from suffering. My children are set free from suffering. I am totally free. Nothing like suffering again in my life and in my brothers in Jesus' name. Say amen 3 times. Yes, I agree with you. No more suffering in any form in Jesus' name. These prayers shall not go unanswered. You shall return with sweet testimonies. Please forward this to all of your contacts. Let them also pray these prayers and be blessed. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain service in our Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual. Venue is Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market in Abuja. Be there tomorrow. Invite other people along. Telephone numbers to engage for more inquiries, 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, in two services as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Oh, pray and be there. Prayer focus this week on prayer mountain is, Lord, change my level. Oh, there will be teachings, prayers, anointing, and impartation for changing levels. Which next level do you desire in all areas of your life? Write it in a piece of paper. Come and put it on the prayer altar. There will be impartation and anointing. Your next level of change will happen. Oh, change in status, change in location, change in marital status. Everything about you will change. Oh, yes. These two services on Thursday, we hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt, respectively. All TPGF members and listeners in these cities, be there. This week is our COG, Celebration of Grace, marking my birthday. TPGF members in and around Ibadan, join us from Thursday, July 25, from 5 p.m. and Friday, July 26, all day, morning, afternoon, evening, and on Sunday, one single service from 8 a.m. at Dominion City, Adulaju bus stop, along Iwo Road, Ojo Express Road, Ibadan. Be there. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Join us from wherever you are. Pay your tithe and sow your seed, including connection to Grace Seed, Seed 69, 69,000 Naira, 6,900 Naira, 10,690, 5,690, anything plus 690. Oh, is a connection to Grace. By faith, those of us in diaspora, do as God lays in your heart via our PayPal information already with you. There is power in connecting to the grace on the anointed vessel, pastor or prophet that God connects your life to. Do it as God lays in your heart. Like I say continuously, we don't buy God's blessing, we don't pay for his miracle. But when you sow for the expansion of the kingdom, heavens are open. I prophesy into everyone's life, go and see the wonders of God today. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.